Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 5th of December 2022. And let me turn down the volume over here. Okay, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via the Echolink conference 9229, which is the TechLink conference. Or I should have said the Echolink node. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, formerly VE7KI, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs, and you don't have to be a member of the SDF-ARC to participate. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week, my question is, and I didn't have enough time to really minimize the description of it, but when you are in a conversation with someone, it might be in a group of people or it might be one-on-one, and it comes out that you are a ham and somebody pops up, oh yeah, I've heard about that. I always wanted to look into that. You know, how do you respond to casual interest in ham radio? Do you go full Elmer mode and, you know, take them aside and give them, you know, the $2 tour? Or do you take a more leisurely approach and say, oh, yes, it's a lot of fun. I recommend it. It's great stuff. Go to the ARRL website, or maybe go to QRZ, or maybe go to Ham Study, or, you know, do you kind of go for a minimalist approach there on encouraging them to pursue their interest? So, and there's all kinds of things in between, I'm sure. So that's kind of what we're talking about here. How do you start from zero and go to 60 with someone who has expressed interest in ham radio? Okay, now let me check the dashboard here. When I started, there were only 4 call signs, and all of them were regulars, and I see that we're still about there, 5 call signs, and again, all of them regulars. So I won't go into the details, how we do the net. You guys have been here before. You know how we do this. So let's see. Where am I in the list here? In the script, I mean. Okay, so let me run down the list here. Let me just add here VK3HJQ. That's John over there in... Gosh, where is John? He's in Victoria, right? Okay. And I do not see VK6BQQ, Reg. Now, I think everybody here knows that Reg had a stroke recently. Oh, I let the thing time out there. So, yeah, Reg had a stroke recently last weekend. He was still in the hospital. And I have not heard from him since then, so I'm hoping that he's continuing to do well. He sounded pretty good when he when I talked to him. What was it? I think it was last Sunday night. Yeah. So maybe John has some news for us on that front there. So let me run down the list here. I have KD9NDJ. I have KF6KGU, VE6UX. And VK3HJQ. So, KF5HGU was first on my list, so let's go with him. Okay, well, we'll try again later. How about KD9NDJ?
Hey, AB9FJ, this is KD9NDJ in beautiful Rantoul, Illinois. I have never been greeted with enthusiasm about ham radio when I blather on about it, but I would probably take a minimal approach to it if it happened. I don't know about directing them to sites, but I definitely wouldn't go full Elmer mode. I would probably say what I enjoy about it, which is meeting new people, talking to people, and trying out technical stunts. So if the person is technically inclined, that would be a good way to get into it. And anyway, this is KD9. NDJ, back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Ken. And that's reasonable. I assumed that we were going to have a range of approaches here. And let me acknowledge Victor Kilo 6 India. I've added you to my list here for check-ins. And since you are, I don't recognize your call sign, so I'm assuming this is your first time with our net. So let me rewind and very quickly reprise that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. And that's SDF. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's a public access Unix system. And we have a lot of members on there who are hams, and so we decided to have our own ham radio club. So if you can go to SDF, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, .org, and find out a lot more about SDF. You can sign up for a free shell account. You can build a website. You can have an email box. You can do all kinds of cool stuff on SDF. So, let's see. Next on my list here for check-in is, VE6UX.
Hey, AB9FJ, VE6UX, formerly VE7KI, and formerly before that, VE6UE. And before that, VE7YXX, et cetera, et cetera. As you bounce back and forth across the provincial lines here, you are required by our Canadian system to keep your address up to date. And if you should change across the borders like this, they will force you to drop your call and pick another one, which is why I'm into probably my 15th or 20th call or so.
Yes, that's kind of... Well, a bummer there. Did you have anything to say about the topic?
Yeah, Roger, I should have said I was going to drop it there so that I could reset the system. I've never really had anybody come up and said, oh, well, you're a ham, what's that all about, in most of my life. I've been a ham since I've been just slightly over 12 years old. And the closest I ever came to that is I was talking to a group of people who were out fixing a tower that they had destroyed. Accidentally, up by our campsite, they're using my campground as a helicopter staging area. And I was talking to him about it, and the guy looks at me and he says, oh, you seem to know a little bit about radio. Then he looks at my truck and he says, oh, you're a ham. And he said, well, what did you do? And I said, well, I used to be a communications engineer for a living. And the guy says, you want a job? And the guy hasn't stopped asking me for if I want a job since. And one other comment, Wayne, my SDF ARC page still says VE7KI. Can you let me know how to get that fixed? VE6UX.
Oh, right. Well, I'll have to talk to you about that maybe after the net here to be sure I know exactly what you're talking about. But let me acknowledge that I see November X-Ray 7 Oscar and Kilo Bravo Zero Romeo Oscar Tango have joined us. I guess we lost somebody there. So, ROT dropped out. All right, never mind. But November X-Ray 7 Oscar, I've added you to my list here. And again, because I do not recognize your call sign, I'm going to give a quick recap that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. And that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime reference. But it's a public access Unix system. And you can go to sdf.org, find out more about it, sign up for your own free account, have a website, you can have an email, you can have all kinds of cool stuff. Anyway, thank you for visiting us this week, and I've added you to my list of check-ins. So, next on my list is... VK3HJQ.
Hey, Wayne from VK3HJQ. Your audio's a little bit low. I've got to turn the volume up. Then when Michael comes back, I've got to turn it down. He blows me out of the room. Yeah, just talking to Norm in New Zealand via RF. He's got an RF link set up there. And he's at Gorg, just pulled up in front of KFC, according to APRSFI. Anyway, all good fun. Dunn, did you have a question of the day? There was some question there, but I didn't get what the question was, so if there is a question, you might let me know. What else to report? You haven't talked to Norm since he was in the Fremantle Hospital and said he was going home the next day, which was Thursday or Wednesday last week. So haven't seen him pop up on Echolink, so I assume that he's back home, but haven't had any reports about that, so hopefully he's okay. That's about it. Wayne, back to you. And if it was a question of the day, I don't know what it is. VK3HJQ.
Oh, okay. You said Norm, but I assume you meant Reg. And, okay, so, yeah. Well, we'll wait to hear from him. If he's back home, I hope that means that he's doing better. That's good. Thank you for that update. And the topic this week is, how do you respond to someone who express, you know, if the subject of ham radio comes up in a conversation and someone says, oh yeah, what's that all about, you know, how do you respond to that to try to kindle their interest? Do you go out full on trying to recruit them, or do you take a minimalist approach and just say, you know, yeah, I like it, it's a fun thing, if you want to learn more, you can go to these websites and learn more about it. So anywhere from, you know, really, you know, recruiting mode to just casual, I can help you find more information about it.
I normally say, can I have salad with that, please? No one's ever asked me. I don't know what the answer would be. What's ham radio all about? Actually, a couple of forums have asked me, because I use my VK3HJQ call sign on a few forums, and a couple of people have asked me, have you got a ham radio license? And I said, yes, and that's as far as it went. Okay, so John's got a license, right? I don't know, Wayne.
Okay, well, you know, I was just looking for another topic for this week. You know, it happens every week. Got to come up with a topic. And for some reason, that was the one that popped up. I think maybe it was because, you know, sometime during the week, I was in the chat room, and somebody asked about ham radio. And because everybody knows I'm a ham in on the SDF chat room, the conversation often gravitates to ham radio. So, and I have my own way of handling it. I kind of tune my response to the level of interest that the other person expresses. If they're just super casual, oh yeah, what's ham radio about? That's like CB, isn't it? You know, well, you know, somebody like that, I think they probably don't want the full 9-yard thing about ham radio. I'll just say something like, yeah, but it's better. Okay, but if they come back and say, you know, I studied for the license, but I never could pass the code test, and that's where I'll probably go in a bit deeper and say, oh yeah, we got rid of the code test. If you know the theory, you can get your license lickety split, and then, you know, we'll go from there. So anyway, who's next on my list here? I've got VK6RI. Okay, evidently he dropped out, and I didn't notice that while I was talking to you. So let's see, who's next on my list here? How about November X-Ray 7 Oscar?
Good afternoon, Wayne. I was just IRC chatting with Michael, and he said, oh, time for the net. And so I thought, oh, what the heck, I might as well come and see what this is about. I'm in the Portland, Oregon area. Let's see, your question du jour. You know, they used to joke that Hewlett-Packard wasn't one big company, it was 100 little companies. And I think kind of maybe the same thing goes for ham radio. It's not one hobby, it's 100 different hobbies. It's whatever you want it to be. You know, there's so many different directions to go. That's my thought. Back to you. This is November X-Ray 7 Oscar.
That's very true. And that means that there's not a simple answer when somebody says, what's ham radio all about? And so you have to kind of do some give and take, back and forth, you know, to really find out what the person is interested in. Okay, thank you for joining us this week. We do this every week at the same time. So be sure to come back next week if you like it. And I'm jotting down that N4RNW has joined us. Hi, Harold. Let's see, any other news stations? No. So, all right, Harold, you're on my list here, but next up is Kilo Delta 4, Echo Oscar Yankee. Matt.
Hey, hello there. I just got into ham radio. I'm down here in Florida. I think what kind of attracted me to it was the QRP and low power and being able to load up a backpack and go out somewhere and get on the air. And I've only been able to do that once. I've had the radio for about a week. So I'm enjoying it so far. And as far as what would I tell somebody that wanted to get into it, I don't know yet. I'm listening to you guys.
Well, that's fine. You'll have plenty of time to hone your spiel for the wannabes or the why do you do that? The WUFOs. That's it. WUFO, you do that. So thank you, Mac. And like I said, we do this every week. You're welcome to come back next Sunday night here in the United States. Let's see. Next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne and the group. N4RNW here, Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. I just turned it on and heard Mac say he was from Florida. But, yeah, I really just walked in the door and turned it on, so I didn't get a question of the week. But glad to be here, and Wayne, I'll be up in Indiana for Christmas with my brothers and sisters. So see if you can rustle up some snow for us instead of these hurricanes that are down here. All right, Wayne and the group, everybody have a good night, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. I should have given you the topic. What we're talking about is how do you respond to someone in a casual conversation when it turns out, when it comes into the conversation that you're a ham and somebody says something like, oh, yeah, I've heard about that. What's it all about? How do you proceed from there? And do you have a particular approach that you use to explain what ham radio means to you and why you think it's something that everybody ought to do or whatever? It's kind of like do you go full on and really try to convince somebody, recruit them into the hobby, or do you take a more casual approach and just say oh yeah, it's a lot of fun, and go to these websites and you can learn more about it?
Well, let me twist your question just a little bit, and then I can give you an answer. Coincidentally, a couple times in the last couple months, people have come up to me and said I had a radio voice. And I used to do software tutorials, I tell them. And I also tell them I'm also in ham radio. And they get this puzzled look on their face like, what is that? So there are people out there that really have no idea what ham radio is. And there's a few of them, they will be older, that understand what ham radio is. But my answer to that question would be not so much bring them in, but try to explain to them what ham radio is in the first place. So that's my answer, Wayne.
Okay, and that's good. That's what I was looking for. There's all kinds of different approaches to the answering that question in that particular situation. So thank you for your contribution there. So let me see. Do we have any new stations here? No, I don't see any new stations, but I have a couple that I called and did not respond. So let me go back and try them again. Kilo Fox 5 Hotel Golf Uniform.
Kilo Foxtrot 5, Hotel Golf Uniform. Name is Bob, North Central Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. What we usually ask people, their handle, their QTH, and if they have an SDF username, and you already did two of those three there, and I assume that you do not have an SDF username, but I think you've heard what we've been talking about, so do you have any comments about the topic?
I do not have an SDF number. I'm fortunate here in this neighbor area This is the Metroplex area of Dallas, Fort Worth area. Many of the clubs, most of the clubs have periodically, let me unkey it, what's normally called ham radio in the park. It's a 9 to 3 Saturday afternoon thing where they set up and run antennas and do whatever. A lot of times, so you can, if someone expresses an interest, you can generally find one of those that's close by to refer someone to and go from there. We do keep the manuals in the public library here so that we can refer someone if they want to study. And then the other thing, I guess, if someone asked me about a ham, and very few of you do ask about ham, I kind of turn it around to an amateur radio operator versus the term ham. But that, I guess that's the way I answer it. And good evening, Michael. If you hang around after, I'd like to talk to you for a little bit. Wayne, that's it. AB9JM, K5HU. Back to you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Bob. And those are some good points there, especially the one about the books in the library. That's something that I looked into a while back for our club here, and I did not get it resolved. So that's something I need to revisit and get it resolved. So thank you for joining us, and as I said before, we do this every week, so come back again if you like. The other station that I tried to call and did not get a reply, let's see. No, he's not on the dashboard anymore, so I don't see any new call signs on there. So we're open to anyone who would like to have a recheck, or we're not connected to any, you know, to the ham conference or anything, so I don't think there are any hidden stations listening to us. But if there are somehow, this is the opportunity to join us. Please call now.
KF5HU, one more recheck, please.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, sir. One thing I did intend to mention, and it kind of slipped me at the time, Reg, VK6BQQ, was on his Friday night TechNet shortly this past Friday night, just as a come in and say hi and whatever. He is home. Seems to be doing okay. Not quite ready to assume net control things, but he will be progressing. So we hope to hear him again this next week. But he did come in and say hi a couple of times to the group that was on Friday night. K5HQ, back to you, sir.
Okay, thank you for that, Bob. That's good to know. Okay, does anyone else have any other further comments or rechecks for this week? Oh, wait a minute. I see a new call sign, KQ4EO. That's Max. And he's gone again. All right. Nope. There he is. You popped up at the top of the dashboard here, which usually means a new connection here. So maybe you're kind of coming in and out. You've already had a chance to check in. Do you have something else that you want to add there, Max?
Nope, just running this on my phone and had to restart the software. I don't know if it beeps at you guys when I have to come back in or not.
No, I don't think anybody else even noticed it. But because I'm looking at the dashboard here, I saw your call sign appear, and then it went away, and then it appeared again. So I did notice it. Anyway, I do see another call sign here. Let me get my magnifying glass up. God. Victor Echo 3 Whiskey Juliet India. That's a new call sign. I don't recognize it. So once again, I'll say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, and that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. Long story. Yeah. It's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org, get yourself a free account, and do all kinds of cool stuff. But we have a lot of hams on SDF, and so we decided to have our own ham club. And every ham club has to have a regular net, right? So we do this every week at 0 hour Zulu on Mondays. So we also like to have a topic of the week, and this week's topic is, how do you explain ham radio to someone who expresses a casual interest in it in some random conversation, you know, out in public somewhere? So do you start telling them everything you know about ham radio, or do you just, you know, tell them a little bit and point them to some websites? So somewhere between those two extremes, right? So, oh my gosh, did he go away? He did. Oh, well. Do we have any other comments or rechecks for this week's net? All right, nothing heard, so I'm going to get ready to wrap it up here. I'll make one more call for comments or rechecks before I do that. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 00330 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, I don't know why I keep saying that. We do have an SDF DMR talk group, 31650. I don't know if it's still working, and I don't know if any of you are into DMR. If you want, give it a try. I know that we have the comm on SDF, and there are lots of us over here in the Anon radio room. So if you want to continue chatting, you can join us there. So, this is Set Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.